We are joined on the line right now by Teresa Johnson. She is the president of the Peace Country Female Hockey League. The league, I understand, is not going ahead with this season. I guess, first of all, Teresa, why don't you guys take us through what sort of led to that decision there?
Well, too many of our teams either couldn't get any ice. There was no adults allowed to play with all the restrictions, so it was just easier to cancel it all, and if any girls could hop on teams that could play, to go ahead and do it to keep on skating.
So you mentioned there it mainly came down to a lot of the teams' league just couldn't get the ice time, basically?
Couldn't get on the ice. Like the Multiplex in Grimshaw, there's no adult skating at all, so you know that shut down our team right away. So and a lot of teams, a lot of the girls, that's what they were faced with. So that's it was just no sense, you know, trying to get together three or four girls when our league stretches from Slave Lake to Fort St. John. You know, it's a long driving distance, and if only two or three teams could play, it just wasn't feasible.
You certainly mentioned, you know, kind of some challenges there with, you know, getting teams organized. Now, have there been any kind of issues when it comes to, you know, getting players? Like when you have teams in the league, is getting players a problem usually, or is that never really come up?
Oh, no, we all of our teams have their fair share, you know. Some girls get pregnant, I mean, and right then they're not playing. Some, you know, it's a time commitment. Because we are so spread out, our league, our time, our travel is huge. This last couple of years, it's been odd. Last year, we tried just a drop-in shinny kind of thing, and I had girls coming out of the woodwork because they wanted to play. We would have had, or I had the same again this year when I started organizing, saying, hey, if we play, who wants in? And I had a lot of girls expressing interest, but unfortunately, we're not allowed to play this year, so which is too bad.
Now, certainly, as you mentioned, you basically were, you know, because of some teams opting out, you only had like three teams, and you know that's certainly not a very big league there. What's kind of, I guess, sort of the ideal number of you know, for future seasons, for, you know, number of teams you want, and you know, length of the season. What's kind of sort of the ideal numbers you'd want there?
You know, we usually start we usually have an icebreaker tournament to start off our league season the end of October, and we go till March. We've had 8, 10, and up to 12 teams in our league. We've had good interest. Some years it's less, some years it's more. It's just, it's a crapshoot of, you know, if a team can field a number, you know, enough girls to play. Sometimes, because it's rec hockey and it's girls, we go really shorthanded, but we go and we play, and we're all about the fun anyways, and drinking some, you know, cold ones after. So, yeah, we take what we can get.
And when it comes to sort of getting things organized for next season, once you guys are finally able to actually start playing again, what's, I guess, sort of the timeline you'd like to see there for getting things organized for next season, if assuming you can actually play there?
Well, hopefully we can. We have our league startup meeting in September. We get together all the teams. We book plan our schedule for the year right off the hop, and away we go. So, I'm sure you know, like July, August, we'll be talking about it again. And you know, each team then will be trying to recruit girls. I mean, some girls unfortunately probably won't come back. The COVID is, you know, like. Sometimes if you don't use it, you lose it, and we'll lose some to that just because they don't play. But hopefully we're hoping to hit the ice again. We're certainly not ready to hang up our skates. So.
Well, I'd certainly be looking forward to hopefully seeing the Peace Country Female Hockey League back playing again. League President Teresa Johnson, thanks for joining us here today.
You betcha. Thank you, Kyle. Have a good day.